Live anyways.
Okay, here we are, Shisha Talk number 2. Today we're here with myself, Ajay, Mo, Carl, and Arsh.
Yo, what it is, what it do, how's everyone doing? Salty. It's the myth, legend. We're going to do some quick intros here, but before I say anything...
What are you smoking today?
Oh, we're smoking...
Crack.
All right. This guy's not used to the cameras, so he's going to be saying some unfiltered shit, but keep it low key.
You got it.
Today we are smoking pomegranate gum mint.
You.
Nice.
And
in everything? The other one too?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just a mix.
This is his sister's mix. Poor 12-year-old girl. 14. Middle of the night. 14.
Yo.
Okay, you just added some age. Where you are, Kelly?
She's my sister. This guy.
Oops. La, 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 la. So, I don't know. I think the plan is like... We're all gonna kind of just like have a topic in mind.
Yeah. So
whatever.
So we have a great show for you guys. We're probably gonna edit some of this because we choked up a bit. So yeah, we're gonna restart it all over again.
Sounds good. Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so whose topic is first?
Let's go. Yeah.
Okay. So Mo, I asked him for like some water, and it inspired me. I got a big jug of water. And he keeps calling it sky juice. I've never heard of water being called sky juice. So I just thought, you know, we can talk about our experience with water. Because I think, like, at the end of the day, you know, I don't care if I'm drinking alcohol or whatever. What I want to be drinking is water.
Sky juice.
And I know that's not, like, a popular opinion, you know, out there.
No, honestly, I don't even drink alcohol. I love water. I drink about 6 liters a day.
Wow.
Just letting them let that out there.
Yeah, you're so hydrated. Amazing.
The
killing
more
us.
Leaders, the more girls you get.
What? What? What is this?
Yeah, the more water, the more wet.
Carl's is like, what is this topic? I didn't expect it to go this way. But what I want to talk about was like infused water, right? Like, because what happens to just like normal water, glacial water, or like boss water or something like this and premium packaging? But now it's just like, you can get flavored shit. So why do you even need that? You know, like the first time I had it was like, as I was saying, like the Aquafina.
Well, they're catering to the 1%ers.
The 1%ers. Why are the 1%ers so bored that they need... Like, actually, you know what? Maybe that's what it is. Because, like, what is it? We always say,
so
like, rich people...
are so fucking bored. That's
yeah.
what the problem is.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to swear? Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, no, okay. Of course.
People are so bored. Yeah. They're doing, like, all this random shit with random stuff.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Flavored condoms. Like, fuck. The point was protection, but now they want fucking... You know, girls to have some flavor in their life, right? Like that.
So you're saying the water is also connected to the girls, the 1% girls.
Hell yeah.
Flavored condoms and want flavored water.
You know, they say the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I feel like girls, if they drink flavored water.
Have you heard of this quote, Carl? The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice?
No.
Yeah. I feel like they'll have sweeter juice, you know?
Oh, man. No comment.
That's like a hard
laugh. Oh, yeah, keep going, man.
Flavored water is a luxury, man.
Okay, so you've had flavored water.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, flavored water is bomb. Water.
Oh, now it's bomb. Okay, so tell me why
you
think
it's bomb.
See,
the way water quenches your thirst, nothing quenches your thirst. Like,
shut up.
You could take the thirstiest guy in the world and give him flavored water. Like, he'll be like, fuck it, I need water.
Right.
You know, like real water.
Right.
Have you ever tried, like, going to the park and playing, like, video games? Or not? My bad. Go to the park and all right. It was a bad play.
Here's the question. So, what's the difference between flavored water and juice?
Sugar.
When juice nowadays is like 2% juice,
and then the rest sugar.
That makes me laugh. Okay.
Well, that's the thing is, like, people just want, like, I don't know. Back to my thing, like, flavored water is kind of pointless because. People who find it difficult to drink water, they're like, oh yeah, we like flavored water. It's easier to take down, you know?
Actually, yeah, that's the thing I've heard. Like, I know people who are like, I don't like the taste of water, which never made any sense to me. Because water doesn't have a taste, right? But people are like, oh my god, this tastes disgusting. Maybe, like, where they live, there's, like, a lot of weird shit in the soil or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And it tastes like sulfur or something.
Yeah, like, in Lebanon... We can't drink tap water. We have to drink bottled water. Even in Mexico, when you go to Mexico, they tell you don't drink tap water. They ask you to drink bottled water, right?
No, they drink Coca-Cola there. They drink more Coca-Cola than they
Well, speaking
water.
Of Coca-Cola, back to the park thing. So we go play basketball, play football, whatever, any type of sport. and you'd go and drink a Coke after, a Coca-Cola after, it wouldn't quench your thirst.
That's true. Like, you feel fresh. Where you drink water, like,
you're
like,
whoa. Yeah, for the sip, you're like, ah. Yeah. But then you're like, man.
Have you guys watched this movie, like, This Is the End?
Yeah. Isn't that funny movie with James Franco?
Yeah. And there's that part where they're just like, oh my God, like, we're going to just, like, have our, like, last meal or something. And they're all sitting and they have, like, wine glasses or whatever.
Yeah.
But instead of drinking wine,
yeah,
they get, like, some fresh water.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, enjoying the shit out of it.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, that's how that's how I feel about, like,
water
when I drink it.
I don't know, man.
I don't remember that scene.
Water is a necessity, you know?
It is.
You can't live without it, buddy.
Yeah. 70% of your body's water.
They're trying to put a flip on it and flavor it.
Yeah. But, like, you know, it's, like, as you said, like, people are bored or they don't like the taste of water, so they feel like they got to do something to it because they know they got to drink it at the end of the day. Like, people drink carbonated water, which never made any sense to me. Like, why do you just want carbon? Like, how do you feel about drinking carbonated water? Soda, just straight soda.
I feel like carbonated water.
Is that sparkling water?
Yeah.
It's
pretty nasty.
It's pretty bomb.
Yeah.
Right?
I like it.
This guy must be bougie then. Oh.
You know. You
should, like it?
Yeah, I like it actually.
Why do you like it?
I don't know. It's a good alternative.
You like the fizz?
Yeah, the fizz. Exactly.
Okay.
It's a good alternative to soda when you're not trying to have too much sugar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but you get jacked on the sodium because there's like fucking 5,000.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, it's like 5,000% sodium in carbonated water, but.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather be salty than sweet.
This guy's got quotes for days, man.
Yeah, he's good with that.
I don't know what's up with that. Shit.
He's got him lined up, bro. He's excited to be
here. Yeah.
He's like, oh, what? Podcast?
Yeah. Do you think, like, the flavor's gotten sweeter over time, though? Like, it started with just, like, a light, like, maybe it smells like it when you open it. Doesn't really taste like it.
What? Why are we still talking about water?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That's the topic we picked.
Oh,
that's where I focused on.
Oh, because, okay. But yeah, no. I don't know, man. Flavored water in general is just trash, to be honest.
Not that Berry Blast Nestle one.
Yeah, that's trash. Nestle has trash flavored water.
Yeah?
Like, it tastes like fucking gutter water.
I disagree, bro.
Gutter water is tasting real good, and that's the kind of gutter water you're drinking, dude.
That's pretty...
Mind blowing. He's got some premium gutters wherever he's living, dude. Shit. Going nuts.
I think sparkling water is nasty. Straight up. But that's my opinion.
You know, like, you go to a restaurant these days, like, do you want still or sparkling? Like,
or you want tap?
Yeah, what's the difference? What's tap and still? What's the difference?
Is still filtered?
Yeah, distilled, dirty. Tap is bomb.
Where I work in my lab, we have, like, for all our experiments, we have, like, different levels of filtered water.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is so pure, like, they have a filter that no bacteria, not even viruses, can get through this filter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how pure this water is. But it's so pure, apparently, that it's bad for you. Like, if you were to drink that water, like, your body's going to have a bad reaction to water. Which I never thought, like, I thought, like, pure water is, like, good. Like, as
the
pure as you,
like,
can get.
Fucking with the molecular compound in the water. Probably too much hydrogen or some shit.
Too much hydrogen in the water.
I don't know if there's...
too much hydrogen in the water, man.
In the water.
Going hard.
No,
going hard. I think we should switch to the next
topic.
What is
water? What is water?
What is water?
It's two hydrogen molecules and one oxygen molecule.
Correct,
right?
Correct, yeah.
So, I don't know, man. If you... Yeah, you can actually have, like, a really...
I think you need a little bit of bacteria or something, you know, because like your body has so much bacteria, and so it helps you with, like, everything. Like, people forget, like, there's actually more bacteria inside you than your own cells. So, like, you could even argue that you're just, like, a different organism. Like, you know, like, people get allergies to eating certain food, and it's because that bacteria can't help you digest a certain food, so like reacts bad or like dies to it, something like this. Next, I think we should switch.
All right, Carl, you're up.
Well, that was a not bad topic. Let's see what you got, Carl.
So, I don't know what I'm doing here right now. But, I don't know. What's a topic?
You could talk about, like, ending up in weird places, unexpected places.
That's a good topic.
Yeah.
So,
Here, bro.
Tell us some life experiences you've had.
Well, what's all right, this is a question. What's a situation, like a moment that you look back on and you're like, how did I
end up in this situation?
How did I end up here?
Yeah, that was Mexico for me.
Tell us.
Basically, buddy calls me at like fucking 2 in the morning on like a Friday night. Or Friday morning, sorry. And he's like, hey, you want to go to Mexico? I'm like, when? He's like, Monday. I'm like, okay. So
I'm when
like,
was this?
It's like back in February.
But like what day?
This is Friday, it... Friday morning.
Oh, okay, Friday morning. He's calling me on Monday, okay.
So I'm like, okay, like, I thought he was just lying, you know? He's like, just pulling my leg or something. But next thing you know, he booked our tickets, and then I was like, oh shit, alright, we're going to Mexico on Monday. And then ended up in Mexico, and I was like, you know, right when you get off the plane, you feel like surreal, you know? You're like, what the hell? Like, how did I end up?
It was super spontaneous. It felt like it's not something you would
like,
just
literally,
pull
I was expecting to go to work on Monday, but then I called in sick, and I was like, yeah.
You just went to Mexico.
Yeah. And yeah.
So how many sick days did you have to say?
Like 3 days.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad, but...
Where'd you go? Where'd you go to Mexico?
Oh, the wackest city in Mexico. Puerto Vallarta.
Nice. I thought that was the party city.
No, that's like nearly dead and newly wed, man.
Nearly dead and newly wed. Shit.
That's what the locals say there. They're like, because they saw like freaking 5 dudes show up, you know. Like, partying out of their minds, you know. Like, they're like, oh, what are you guys doing here? We're like, oh yeah, we're here to party. They're like, oh, well, you're in the wrong city. And then we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you want to party,
where
you want to go to
where
Cancun.
Did they think the party is?
Oh, Cancun is definitely like the party central. Or like Cabo's or something. Cabo or something. Right?
You've been to Mexico, Carl?
Yeah, first time last year. It was my first time in Mexico. I went, I think I also went to whatever,
Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
Puerto Vallarta.
I've been, Jesus, it was super boring, man.
Yeah,
really?
I just stayed at the resort the whole time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, even the resorts are kind of out there.
Yeah.
I thought the beach is really, like, the beach is like really, like, it's like, you know, like, go to Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
And you see, like, the rocky beaches and, like, it smells like fish and shit.
Oh, it's like that?
Yeah, it's like,
oh, shit.
It's like fish and shits, you know, not
fish and shits.
Fish, not fish and chips. But, yeah, it's like, it's really, like, boring, man. Like, over there.
Okay, so first you were ecstatic or you were happy that you
When we landed there, I was like, oh, you know, they had like the freaking guy Danza Carudo, you know, that song playing.
Yeah.
You know, we landed at the airport.
Yeah.
And it's like a really crazy vibe at the airport because like you know, it's hot weather.
Yeah.
It was -40 in Calgary.
Yeah, you just get slapped with the weather.
Yeah. So you're like
humidity.
You feel like euphoric, you know? You're like,
you want this one?
You're like, damn, I'm like in another fucking continent, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then. Yeah, but then after it just kind of like, I was like, damn, this is a boring city, you know?
Shit. Okay, so then...
Like no girls, like, no girls.
So okay, that
like,
was the problem.
Like, it was just old people.
So you're straight guys, what you're saying.
Straight guys, like, even gay guys. Like, it was mad. Just filled. I have nothing against gay guys, but it was just like, you know, like, I prefer, you know,
yo, you know what? I got nothing against them, but I was working this event in the Stampede. It was a tent, and there was like a pride night or gay night, whatever they called it. And I was working for Dove.
The soap?
Yeah.
What?
The soap, the spray, you know.
Okay.
We were literally spraying people. I'm like, hey, you smell like shit, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, this one guy comes, and he's like, what's this?
Yeah.
I'm like, but there's Dove promo all over the spot, you know? I'm like, it's Dove. He's like, oh, I thought it was Axe. I'm like, oh. And then I said a homophobic thing, but at the time I didn't give a fuck and I didn't really think of it as any, like, as an insult.
Yeah.
I'm like, Axe is for faggots, right?
Oh,
and
shit.
This guy's like,
oh shit,
I'm a faggot. Like, the faggot came, like, like the gayness came out of this guy. He's like, I'm like, okay, well, if the shoe fits, wear it, you know?
Okay.
He's like, wow. You know, I'm like, it's a 21st century, you should accept us. I'm like, buddy, what the fuck? I don't give a fuck if you're gay, man. I'm like, why are you shoving it in my face?
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, I said Axe is for faggots. Did I call you a faggot? You called yourself a faggot, you know? Anyways, long story short, I got let go.
Don't let you go, eh?
You
got kicked off of the soap.
I remember my manager at Barman's like, listen.
This is borderline. This might get flagged.
Yeah, it's okay. Who cares?
Like, oh,
we can cut that part out.
No, I got nothing against people who are curvy.
Wait, so is this story your, like, how did I end up in this situation? Or you got a different story?
No,
exactly.
No.
That's how we ended up in that situation.
Yeah, like, how did I end up in that situation, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm just working, you know,
yeah.
Doing my own thing. Well, this guy mentioned, what did you mention? Gays? I don't know.
You brought that up.
Here, I'm going to drop the story, and then you can think about it.
Whatever. Okay? Anyways, that's okay. The story.
So, growing up, my parents used to, like, take me on these road trips.
Yeah.
But they'd always want to start, like, really early in the morning.
Yeah.
And what would freak me out is, like, the night before, I'd be sleeping. I'd be in my jammies or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Did you just call them jammies?
Jammies. I was in my jams. In my gym jams. Mm. And then what would happen is that I'd wake up and I'd look around and we're on the road somewhere. I don't know how I ended up already in the car.
Yeah.
And when I'd look at myself, all my clothes are changed. I'm like, what the fuck?
Who changed your clothes?
Yeah, exactly. I would like to know if they hired a professional.
Can you pass me those batteries over there?
Or, you know, my parents just like, you know, went crazy and they did it. So like, either I'm a hella deep sleeper or they're just like, you know, they practiced this before. That's what it felt like. They had some adopted kid at some point that they didn't tell me, or like a doll or something that they used. I don't know.
The
freakiest situation I ever had in this. Yeah.
They sedated you.
That, yeah.
And also, they probably...
Something in the dinner, you know?
They did something to
you. Yeah, some desi shit. Some, like, nice dahi at the end or something. That's yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know? But, like, the craziest experience I had was... You guys know the River Ganges?
Yeah.
In India, it's, like, the holiest river.
Yeah.
And they have, like, all these, like, fire rituals that happen at night. So I'd gone to this city for a wedding.
Yeah.
Again, I'm, like, super young. And I fall asleep at some point. And I wake up, and it's nighttime. I'm not with my parents. I'm on some dingy, small-ass boat with one guy rowing and two relatives, right? I'm like, how did I get here? And the craziest scene is, like, I wake up, and it's dark, right? It's dark on the river, but on the banks of the river, there's this giant fire is just blazing.
Holy
They're,
shit.
Like, easily, like, 20 feet tall or something.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is... Can you imagine waking up to that? You're like, what? What's going on? Like, I should just fall asleep again and hope I wake up to a different experience. That's my experience. Pretty creepy.
Cool.
Your turn.
I don't know. I guess, like, why am I here right now?
Yeah, tell us. Tell us. How do you feel about this? So you thought you're gonna meet up with me.
Yeah.
And what?
Yeah, so... So long story short, I'm,
Let's know.
I'm visiting...
Cough right on me.
I'm Sorry, visiting my sister in Calgary. Okay, so my parents are in Seattle.
Do they live there?
They do live there, yeah. Oh, so I didn't visit my family this year for Christmas. Stayed in... Well, I was in Seattle before. Long story. Broke up with my girlfriend. I was living in Ottawa. Went to Seattle for a bit.
How long was your relationship?
Oh, man. My relationship was like...
Too long.
5 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It must have cut deep.
Yeah.
No. Are you tired of her?
Oh my god.
How is it, Carl?
Is this gonna
You
want
to drop? You can drop this. I mean, we don't have to put this part.
Yeah, not the whole thing.
Yeah.
We're gonna cut. Just, like, you know, cuts, we'll, whatever.
Yeah, it's all good. Just talk it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't want to talk about it, I don't like. Totally
cool. Whatever.
But I mean, like, this is your chance. Vent it. Like,
vent it to the world.
Okay. Straight up.
So
was she a thought? Like,
Jesus Christ!
I'm joking.
I mean,
much respect to her and her family.
without getting into too much detail,
yeah,
we...
for sure. No, don't slander her. I'm sure she's a healthy woman.
Nah.
Yeah. Oh my god! Did she get syphilis or something?
No.
Holy shit! This guy. He's just...
No.
I'm just walking around, dude.
This guy's gonna be in the next like 6 episodes. We're gonna sign him to a contract, bro.
So basically, it's this is I was telling Aji about this earlier,
right.
And maybe this is a different topic.
Okay.
I think
so. We're not talking about.
No, it's all good. It's all part of it.
It's all part of it.
Just listen,
so,
bro.
There's, I feel like when you're in a relationship for that long, really like any relationship, whether it be like a friend or a girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
You have, especially when you like hit a certain point in your relationship, when it's like, I think time is a big factor there.
Yeah. 100%.
There's a...
You do definitely change over time.
There comes, yeah. Well, you,
I mean, 5 years, no
You change,
month.
Yeah, but also like you become so comfortable, and also you become so used to it, and like you, even though things are changing, you feel like that's like still what you want.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's like, you just think you want that.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you're like separated from that, you kind of are able to breathe a little bit and you're like, okay, what do I actually want?
Mm-hmm.
True.
So that's kind of been like the last couple months.
So has it hit you yet? That you actually want her?
No. No. The opposite. Not at all. I mean, like, I...
You're just living your best life.
Honestly, dude.
You're on Tinder. You're just slaying all the ass you can.
I mean... A little bit?
A little Carl, bit. Carl had this quote when I met him first. He's like, so, you bareback in some first years.
Well,
you're just swiping right on all the lady boys.
No, I've never been on Tinder before.
They're hot as shit in the face, but they put out a dick on you.
No, no, for real. I swear.
I what?
Never.
It's bigger than mine.
Just like recently. I don't even know what he's saying.
Yeah. Let him talk. Let the man talk. Like, I don't know where this is going. Let the man talk. Dropping like some good philosophy, sorry, important dude, lessons in order to just like lady boys.
What's
I'm just trying to lighten the mood, dude.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure out, like, so what I've come to terms with recently is basically what you think you want isn't always what you actually like deserve and what you
like. Well, see, yeah, I feel like you start putting up with a lot of shit that you think would be normal, but it's actually not normal.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So I feel you. I know
you. Wow, you guys got something in common. Shit.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling Ajay this earlier, so this is like the kind of the quote that I'm like living by right now. Yeah, it's like you focus so much.
Yeah.
This is me. You focus so much on what you thought you wanted that you kind of lost sight of what you deserved.
Yeah.
And as soon as like I was like separated from that,
yeah.
and I was able to be like, hey,
yeah.
all right, this is not part of my life anymore.
Yeah.
Focus on what I want,
yeah.
then all these good things started happening to me. I was able to focus on myself and meet people that I connected with more. Started getting like opportunities and jobs that like I
that you wanted
that I wanted.
Yeah.
So do you feel like
you settle for
she
less?
Was, she was influencing a lot of your decisions.
100%.
100% around you.
100%.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. No, I'm glad you cut that off, dude.
Yeah.
So now then, so, when you met me and you're like, what's about to go down? Us? Like...
A couple years ago?
Yeah, like, we met, like, when I was an undergrad, maybe when I was, like, in my, like, 30s.
So this goes back to the girl, too. So, like, my dad moved to Calgary for work, and then he, like, moved away. And then I started going to UFC.
Yeah.
And it was my first year at UFC that I met this girl.
Yeah.
And I was, like, transferring to a different school at this point.
Yeah.
And... this is my first mistake.
Yeah.
I stuck around because I was like, I like this girl. I don't know if it was a mistake. At the time, it wasn't a mistake because I was like, I really like this girl.
Yeah.
So I stuck around, had a transfer. I was like transferring over to this different school.
Yeah.
Didn't tell her that, canceled that offer, ended up staying at UC. So then I stuck with her while she was finishing up her undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
And I just basically just like followed her around the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's like, I met Ajay because she was friends with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, got known her since high school.
Now, why do you feel like you stuck around though? Like, was she like, you know, hot as shit, or like something like?
She was just like.
She was just a good time.
She was just silly.
You guys vibe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel that, man. Straight up, meet a lot of women and they all have different personalities. But is there something we can all agree on? Is every woman is crazy? A cycle. It just depends on which cycle or crazy
so we
you can
from,
deal with.
No.
Like, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's the
yeah,
facts.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, you got to deal with it regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends, like, which crazy you can handle. Because I've been with some women who, you know, stabbed themselves. I'm like, what the fuck? You know? And I've been with some women who walked away from things, you know? Like, maturity is a huge level. And obviously, like you said, 5 years, man. So 5 years, you guys grew in that 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some grew more than others, some didn't, whatever. It's just how it is. But in general, you live and learn.
But you know what's crazy? So I met this other girl.
Ooh!
Oh, shit.
Like,
while you were dating her?
No, this was after.
Are you sure?
Yeah. 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 And she was like she's like the complete opposite of like the girl I was dating for that long.
Yeah.
And in like every good way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And like now, like I'm not like dating this girl or anything now. She's just like a girl I'm like seeing every now and then.
Fully want it.
Well, not really.
You're trying to take her home and make her breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, not
he's gonna order the breakfast.
Not that far.
Butter those biscuits and
this guy.
Been there, done that.
He had those butter biscuits frozen.
Red lobster.
Red lobster.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Best butter
lemon biscuits. Sauce.
But you don't realize, like, what you were missing until you meet someone that, like, gives you what you wanted.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, thanks for coughing on me again, but...
Sorry,
man. Go straight up.
You feel like, maybe this girl... I don't know, you feel like girls front a lot these days. They make it perfect in the beginning, but as time goes on...
Their true colors show. I think everyone's true colors show, though. When you first meet someone, it's like lovey-dovey, bro.
Yeah.
Right, like
everything seems perfect.
Yeah, everything seems perfect. Everything is all good, and then, you know, maybe like a bad thing or a sudden thing happens, and then some of their true colors show. You know, it's normal. It just depends. Can you handle it? How can you deal with it? Right, and how can she deal with it too? Right, because at the end of the day, man, the energy is what attracts you. Right, like if she's gonna give you negative vibes,
that's the big thing, man.
Right, you're gonna get negative vibes.
The energy.
Right, like I realized, man.
The chakras gotta be insane.
Yeah, man, you gotta. Can't be boring, man. People are boring, man.
So, to kind of like you know, bring it back to what Carl started with. So, when you met me today, what the fuck were you expecting?
I thought you were gonna drive me home, to be honest.
where do you live, bro?
Well, my sister's in the southeast.
Oh, okay, that's not too far from here. We're in the southeast,
like as. Deep southeast.
Like past Sedan?
I think like...
Like Auburn Bay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
There we go.
Is that 25, 30 minutes?
Yeah, about 25 minutes.
On Stony.
Good. You got me.
I got you, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Stony.
So,
yeah. Okay, so you thought I was going to drive you home?
Yeah.
And I drove you here?
Yeah.
And what's going through your head right
now? Well...
Until you were coming here, until you got here?
I guess this is a good time to pivot to what we're doing right here.
Yeah!
There you go. Shisha talk.
So this is a shisha box.
Correct.
Yes, it is.
And actually, the girl that I was just hanging out with, ooh. I sent her a photo of this.
Ooh.
And she said that it's the coolest shisha box that she's ever seen.
Oh, shit.
Lots of hearts.
What's the podcast about? Woo! Oh, shit.
Give me some, bro.
This man's flex.
You know, that's going to get you late, brother.
The box.
I don't know. Yeah.
He doesn't know. Yeah, but he's definitely planted the seed. And all you gotta do,
she
brother...
She saw this box, she's gonna give up her box.
We've already broken that. It's all right.
Seeds planted,
but now
bro.
The
just
box
keep watering
is gonna
it.
Be better than ever.
Okay. The box is setting up a lifestyle.
I hope this never airs.
I just hope her box doesn't change colors.
Oh. This is gonna be delighting. Okay, next topic. Who's next?
Yeah, so I guess I'll go.
Yeah, do it.
That brings me to my topic of... do you guys feel like we're overloaded by social media? Mm. That we're exhausted? You know? Does it set our expectations and our standards high when we look for things like relationships and quality of life?
So I had a conversation today about this.
Yeah.
And I think that... Like, we were talking about how, like...
Hold on.
In this day and age, it's like... It's so... It's like so forced upon our life. Like we can't. It's like we can't escape from
social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, man. Straight up, social media is taking a toll on us.
Yeah.
Especially with TikTok. Honestly, that was gonna be one of my things.
Yeah.
Like aside of everything.
Yeah.
You know that app TikTok?
Yeah.
You heard of that app TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, it was like
formerly known as Musical.ly.
Is that whatever? It reminds me kind of a Vine, basically.
Yeah.
But kind of more stupid.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I was watching a bunch of random videos and people were getting millions of views and likes. Honestly, in our city, there's actually a lot of local people who have like a million plus views on their videos and everything. So, it's like, I don't know what I was...
We should get on that.
Yeah, I was trying to get on that, you know? That video you took, we could probably do it. But social media, yeah, man. I mean... People like to look that they're
living
happy.
Some kind of
yeah,
life.
They're living some kind of life. They're happy, mm-hmm. And then people who don't post anything, you know, are people who are constantly creeping you or whatever, constantly looking at your stuff or whatever. I don't know. For me personally, I use social media just for my business. Mm-hmm. That's literally it. Mm-hmm. If you smoke shisha, check out Shisha Box.
Because
that's... I post everything about this product, everything to do with the product. But in my personal, like, Instagram, I don't exist. I maybe post a picture once a year just to let people know that...
You're alive.
I'm alive.
Yeah.
Legit, you know? Damn, this thing is tweaking.
No, it's all good. Just turn it off.
Boom.
Go normal. Easy.
Boom.
Let's go normal. Yeah, keep the fade. Here's my thoughts on social media.
Here's
what I think is going down.
So red light your topic.
So I feel like the way people use social media is a reflection of what they always wanted to do, and it's like a lot linked to like how celebrities got media attention before, right? So like a paparazzi would follow you around, and then you'd get notoriety, and then what you do is, and then what these celebrities would, you know, we grew up with all the, you know, like the TMZ kind of shit. Like, oh my God, they did this. Oh my God, they did like all the Paris Hilton shit.
Yeah.
And I feel like people now with social media have that chance to do it themselves. So I don't feel like it's like an organic representation of what social media could be. It's not like, oh, it just happened to show up and people are doing this. I think it's happening like, oh, I always wanted to do that thing that this other person was doing that I liked or made them famous, and now it's my chance to do that. So I feel like that's what's happening. Yeah. And because for the first time in like the history of people, you can reach so many people at the same time. So it feels like...
It's true.
So it feels like everything's just like...
Access
like,
is very
like
easy.
It's like exponential effect, you know? It's not like if your ad just came in like the newspaper and only the people who read the newspaper heard about it or something, right? Like, it's everywhere. So I think that has an effect because it's just like so much stimulus, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think like our brain is designed to like deal with that much stimulus.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
So, that's my take.
Of course, they're exhausted. Human beings are exhausted.
Exhaustion.
Yeah. Like,
sky juice.
Sky juice. It'll help you get rid of some of that exhaustion.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, definitely. I feel like it influences you to do a lot of stuff.
But I feel like there's a lot of good out of it too if you choose.
No,
like,
exactly. Because
the funniest thing I always find is like for example, Twitter, right? Where people are tweaking on Twitter all the time. And people like take it so seriously. Like we say like, you know, like for example, like Trump is a good example, right? Like he says shit and like politics changes or something, right? But it's crazy to me because like you could just log out. You could literally log out.
Yeah.
You could literally log out. Like you could just not have the app on the phone and it wouldn't affect your
exactly.
life.
Exactly. I did that by the way. I had Twitter. Twitter's awesome. But people are too opinionist. Is that the word?
Opinionated.
Like, honestly. You post anything. People post random shit. They like random shit. You post something, you know, whatever. But anyways, back to that Donald Trump thing.
Yeah.
That guy's an idiot. This is no offense. But he was talking the other day during his impeachment speech, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw this on SNL. Obviously, they were making a joke.
Yeah.
But he's talking about laundry.
Yeah.
Right, the machine.
Yeah.
He's like, it goes. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy saying, man? Right? And then people are like, yeah. And he's like, this guy doesn't know how to use his washer. And then SNL, you know,
yeah.
said, imagine Donald Trump pointing at you and saying you don't know how to use a washer. How would you feel?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, damn. How would you feel? You know? You know, the president talking about, I don't know. But,
and if
yeah.
you don't want to hear it, you don't have to hear it. That's the funniest thing I find, right? Like,
yeah,
you literally
like
don't have to give it any space in your life.
Straight up. If it doesn't interest you, you don't need to...
People don't know when to turn it off.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the whole
exactly.
People are constantly just...
Okay, yeah. Your turn. Last topic? Yeah.
Last topic.
What's your topic?
Yeah, where's the lighter?
Or just use
right
the cold
here,
to light it. Whatever.
Yeah, you can use that code, bro. Just take one of them out and light up.
Tell us.
My topic, well, honestly, it was going to be about sports.
Sure,
but,
talk about sports.
But well, forget sports.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about music.
Sure, let's talk about music. Today, Carl heard a lot of new songs.
Yeah.
It's going to influence your next tracks.
So,
you're like, I'm not going to play that.
Give it a quick.
Yes, what do you want to talk about music? Tell us.
Is how there's so many genres.
Yeah, yeah.
So many, like honestly, so there's hip hop, there's R&B, there's country, there's EDM,
there's Old Town Road.
There's Old Town Road.
Yeah, there's that. There's so many streams of music. Where?
What do you want to say about that? What's up with?
I feel like music connects people.
Okay.
But.
But what's your question? What do you want to lay down about
saying?
The genres? Okay. Maybe you could talk about something like this. So like,
help me out.
Yeah.
Bro.
So, how about how's your talk about a time where your music taste changed and why that happened?
Okay.
Yeah. So like, I'll give an example. Like growing up, like rap and hip hop and things are not what I grew up with. Like I grew up in India. and you listen mostly like Bollywood songs, what's interesting in like the music people listen in India is that the music that plays on the radio is basically music from the movies, right? So people are listening to just that, right? So people aren't listening to like individual artists. They just listen to the tracks from a movie. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is like, let's say you buy an album. The album isn't like that artist's like just unique songs. It's usually like maybe a compilation of songs of that guy from different movies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or if you buy an album, the album is actually just all the songs from a certain movie. And that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up with like listening to a certain type of stuff. And I know like in Indian music, for example, like I think like the people who get to sing, it's very limited, right? Like they have to go through a certain level of training before they can sing in the industry, or they can't even get in. And I know like now things are changing, it's way more accessible. But because of that, I always felt like the music I listen to, it needs to be at a certain level. So like if I don't feel, let's say for example, that this artist could play all the sounds I'm hearing on the track live, I wouldn't like that artist.
Yeah.
That was my vibe with it, you know? I feel like I'm becoming more flexible now because now I feel like I relate the music more to maybe something that's happening in my life. Or if I'm doing something like, you know, if we go to the gym or something, certain tracks make you feel hype and boost. So you might listen to that instead. So like now I feel like I'm more open to like listening to more things. I don't know. That's my trick. What about you? Because you play music. You're going to launch a track and all this shit.
Yeah.
So
you're actually going to make a song?
Yeah, so I got
a record deal like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
And what's the question? I don't even remember. Like a
how
has
your
taste
in music changed? Like, can you recall a time where your taste changed?
Yeah, so I think I grew up like listening to a lot of music just for lyrics and like the story behind the song. So a lot of the music I'd listen to revolved around the lyrics. It was a lot of like singer-songwriter stuff. Yeah, just like a lot of music with like a kind of emotional story behind it. And then I think it was in like a couple years ago, maybe like 5 years ago, my friend started getting me into like dance music, which like doesn't have words at all. But there's
like EDM.
Yeah, but there's stories that are being told in that way as well, and there's like more of a energy and emotion that is kind of being portrayed with that. So I think now the kind of music that I listen to incorporates that and kind of incorporates the story with the lyrics, but also like the energy with the...
So you feel like even just like the music itself, like if you forget the lyrics, you're thinking about how that those sounds could maybe put you in a certain emotional state
yeah.
or mood or something
yeah.
like this, right?
Speaking
yes.
of that.
Yeah, tell us.
I was with a friend a few days ago, and he played some, I don't know if it was EDM, it was not EDM, but it was like some like real deep music. It's like there's no one singing, it's just, you know, until the beat drops, but it's like jungle, like a forest background, you know, but like the song put me in like a nice mood. Like I was listening to it and I was like, oh, okay. You know, it was like, wow.
To your surprise that you
Yeah, I was like, I felt, it was like a nice, like, because like, I hang with people who listen to trap.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, I don't want to listen to, you know, killing people and this and that, you know? That's all it won't be like 4 a.m. I'm like, man, I'm trying to sleep. I don't want to, it's like, first I fucked you, bitch, and the click, I'm like, oh, man, you know?
Are you calling out Tupac?
No, I like Tupac, bro.
That's
but,
a
like,
straight freaking shot at Tupac.
You're talking about trap though.
No,
he's dead.
He's dead. Guys.
Died like 20 years ago, bro.
Yeah, but Tupac's a legend.
He is a legend, bro, but there's time. Like, I want to listen to that song when I'm in the gym midway pump.
Mm.
Not when I'm cruising to my 9 to 5. You know, maybe I want to listen to something that boosts my mood.
No,
you know?
Hell yeah. No, I feel like I would totally listen to it on my 9 to 5. Because it boosts you up.
Alright, and then you run into a customer.
Fuck you, bitch.
You know?
But it gets
then,
you to the
then,
day, you know? You're like, damn, alright, first off, fuck your bitch, and the click you claim, you know? That's like the
you
attitude.
You claim to be a player, but I fuck
your
wife.
Straight up, man. That's the attitude you gotta have towards customers sometimes. You know? Especially in retail, man. I work retail, and that fucking shit is hard sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes customers just don't understand.
Bro,
right?
Straight up, they're like begging for like a dollar discount. You're like, yo, first off, fuck your bitch. And like, you're like, you're a broke ass bitch. Why are you shopping right now?
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Everyone's financial situation
so, like,
is different, but.
We often run it because, you know, like selling the shisha stuff.
The thing is,
yeah,
if you want a discount, by all means, you know, sure, ask for it. But yo, if the price is set and like there's not if you're working if you're working for a company like Tommy Hilfiger or Calvin Klein, you can't go ahead and just be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna, you know, give you 50% off because of Goodwill. So you gotta understand the employee's perspective.
He doesn't have the control. He's not setting, like,
so
he doesn't
can't
have this.
Just be like,
maybe if you were talking to the owner or something,
yeah, exactly,
they can pull those,
yeah, maybe fucking
face.
Calvin Klein himself, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
even then he'd be like, oh no thanks, you know,
he'd probably raise the price.
Yeah.
What do you mean, man? If I was talking to Calvin Klein, even though I don't shop at that whack ass store, I was like talking to Calvin Klein.
Yeah, okay.
Yo,
yeah.
And he didn't give me a discount. I feel very disrespected. I'm like, listen, this is your brand.
Yeah.
You're a millionaire. I'm asking for like 10, 15, 20% off. And you can't do that? This guy's going to be like, sorry, man. It's a business. And then I'm going to be like, you know what? You're right. Because I run a business too. And when people ask me, hook it up or can I get it for cheaper? I get people who pay it for the price they're asking, they're like, whoa, I'd actually pay more for this. So at the end of the day, if you want it, you're gonna get it, right?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
But yo, the problem is with that is that, like, say you're selling your box, you know, you're on,
which I am,
you're on 17th Ave South East, you know,
17th Ave South East,
you're selling your ass up there, you're busting, you know.
Damn, what am I doing,
fucking,
going to store to store,
you're
or
selling your box, bro, okay?
How am I selling it? What's the scenario? Do I got
you're
like a hot dog cart,
you're charging $1.20 for one who, you know,
one
like,
who
you're like, yo,
like
wait,
$1.20,
you can't finish here, you know.
So
you get what I'm saying, right?
It's like, try this. Wait,
just try
it. Try it. It's like,
you stick your fucking wand in her face or her
wand.
Face. His face.
So, wow, this is good. He's like,
some Harry Potter shit going down.
He's like,
you
I
know,
just
like,
tapped you.
Avara
I just tapped
Kedavra.
You $1.40 from your Apple Pay.
Avara Kedavra, you know, your fucking Lord, what's his name? Voldemort?
Yeah.
So, you know.
One who can't be named, bro.
So
you can't
fuck,
be saying that name
yeah,
out
exactly.
loud like that.
You'll fuck that guy.
Yeah.
But, you know,
who's
you're charging $1.20 for this box, right? And, you know, then people either are gonna try to bargain you down, or they're gonna be like, you know what, screw this guy, I'll go fucking go to the shisha place. What was it called?
Where they won't
yeah.
ask for a
yeah,
discount.
Exactly.
Where they're like, I'll
so exactly.
That's like, the thing, back to like, you're mentioning shisha lounges. If you look at it, you go to a shisha lounge.
Yeah.
I know people who go there every day. You're putting minimum $20.
Yeah, down.
Could be 30, could be 40, could be 50, could be even 60.
Yeah.
Could
but
be
they're
more.
Paying for the vibe.
Yeah, they're paying for the vibe,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but how I look at it is, you buy a box or you buy a shisha cup.
Because, you know, most of the time when people go out, they want to meet people, you know?
I guess, yeah.
So then they're like, all right, so let's go out. Let's go drop 50, 60 bucks on a shisha, some drinks, you know, talk to some baddies. You know, maybe get their Instagram or some shit, you know?
That sounds like his life.
Straight up. You get curbed, you know?
Wanna go
like,
to fire?
Fire, like, fuck that place.
They're like, yo, what's your bank balance at, you know? You're like,
minus, who, the girls say that?
Minus 20 Gs. But,
minus 20 Gs.
But, you know, I still drive a decent vehicle, you know? I live with my parents. And, yeah, you still end up getting curbed. I don't know really where I'm really going with this.
Let's bring it back to the music. So what tracks are you listening to when you're thinking about these thoughts?
Honestly, man, Rip to Juice WRLD, I used to listen to a lot.
You know what's a good song to listen to? I don't know if you know Chinx. He passed away a few years ago. But he's a coke boy. He's signed by French Montana.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know who that is, bro? No?
Chinx, Nav, The Weeknd.
Yeah, you don't even know. Anyways, he has this one song. It's called How to Get Rich.
The Weeknd's not Coke Boys, right?
No, he's EXO.
He's EXO. EXO till you go.
Yeah, and then, you know, I just heard, actually speaking about EXO, you know how Drake and The Weeknd kind of had beef?
Yeah.
Drake released like a new banger called War.
Okay.
And he's like, and you know the guy who sings like Thriller, mm-hmm. which is obviously
Michael Jackson.
Well, Michael Jackson, but, yeah. but The Weeknd kind of sounds
yeah,
like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah,
so he's
yeah.
like the boy who sings like Thriller.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
been my nigga,
okay.
right? OVO, Sixth Thing,
yeah.
Family Ties. We've I don't know. He said something, but he's like, basically OVO XO is back,
yeah.
and expect some bangers.
Yeah. OVO XO was sick, not gonna lie.
OVO,
they had some crazy bangers.
OVO XO.
Like The Zone?
Yeah.
Have you heard The Zone?
No.
Oh shit, it's a crazy song. But like, that duo is like really, like, they were
really... You listen mostly to hip-hop?
Yeah, mostly hip-hop.
So like, when you're looking for, let's say, new artists, like, how do you discover them? Do you just like...
I just search,
on the playlist.
I search country music on YouTube.
Okay.
And I scroll down to the comments. On every guy bashing country music, and then they usually have the hip hop bangers
oh, really?
On their YouTube
Shit.
Channels.
Country sucks. Let's put it out there.
Yeah.
But there's one that I love. It's called Red Brick Road. No,
oh,
Red
yeah.
Dirt Road.
Okay.
So when I bought my car,
that sounds like
this
a,
guy
like
I bought it from.
Yeah.
So it's an Audi.
Yeah.
But this the guy I bought it from was like a straight hippie, and he was living in the forest with this Audi. In the Audi.
Okay.
Okay. Audi's not a car that you live in the forest with.
He was
okay?
living in the Audi.
Correct.
Okay.
In the forest.
In the forest. And it's not like an Audi SUV,
it's
just like a sedan, right?
Yeah.
So like, bro, like, an
yeah.
Audi is a great car, but it's
yeah.
not meant to, you know, do your vegan fantasies, not gonna lie. So, when he gave me the car, he also, like, left this disc that he burned, which was
yeah.
full of, like, country music.
Yeah.
And it's, like, so cheesy country music.
Like, Luke Bryan shit?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, over time, I've gotten, like, used to, like, the songs become memes in my head. Right?
Okay.
Like, the guy's like... You know the path to heaven
yeah.
is full of sinners and believers.
Okay.
Happiness on earth
yeah.
ain't just for high achievers.
Okay.
I'm on this red dirt road.
Okay.
Like, you know,
that's
you're
pretty
driving. Like,
that's
it's all right.
Yeah,
it's going to go a little bit. So, you know, like, I'll sing to that.
You know what's
and there'll be a girl. There'll be a girl in my car.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yo, I got this sick track. You just got to hear this track, right? And this track's playing is like, that's where I first saw Mary.
Yeah.
She was picking blackberries. And the girl's just like, can you please stop?
Oh, shit.
The song's like, girl, like,
you know
you can't handle this.
You know what's a banger
go.
For country?
Yeah.
That song by Nickelback, Rockstar.
Yeah.
That's a country song?
It is
rock. Isn't it a rock song? You're singing about being a rock star.
I don't know. Rock country is not the same shit.
Red Dirt Road sounds like a used tampon or something.
Yeah. Maybe it's a metaphor. Maybe I'm only getting it now.
I swear.
You're right. You're
that's
right.
like that's like that song. Who let the dogs out? Oof, oof. That
How
song.
How is it like that?
Because that song. Listen. Because that song. When you listen to that, you're really thinking, yeah, who let the dogs out? But really, it's who let the ugly bitches out? You know, who let them go to the club?
Oh, there's deep. There's deep.
No,
thoughts.
I'm serious. I was like, rap genius. Yeah, that's what the website's called. Every song has like an actual explaining. Like yeah, so I was like, obviously that song came out when I was like a kid.
Yeah.
But when you first heard it, what did you think?
Take my horse to the...
What did you think first? What did you think of first when that song came out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
I was like fucking 5 years old and I was
okay,
like...
Okay, but you said
who
let the dogs out? It was about dogs.
Exactly.
For sure.
But today, who let the ugly women like...
Yeah.
Leave the house, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh shit. That's like Jersey Shore, man, when they started calling like not so attractive girls grenades.
Straight up.
Everyone was like, oh, grenade.
Grenade.
Yeah, grenade. And then we were like, yeah, if you weren't like attractive, they'd call you a grenade, even if you were a dude. And I was like, oh shit.
So when Bruno Mars sings, I'd catch a grenade for
he's
you.
He's literally talking about an unattractive person.
Okay, okay.
No,
that actually that means way more to me now than him actually catching a grenade.
No, because
would...
he says, wait, hold on. He says, I'd catch a grenade. I'd,
yeah.
I'd put my hand on the blade for you.
Yeah.
I'd throw myself on the train or something.
Yeah.
You listen to a lot of Bruno Mars, eh?
No, but yo, I work with a lot of Filipinos. And they love Bruno Mars.
Like, he's dating Tyler, the Creator, right?
Who?
Bruno Mars?
He's dating
Tyler, the Creator, isn't he?
They're both gay?
What the fuck?
Shit.
Yeah, they were dating at one point. But now I think he's dating Jaden Smith.
What the
what?
Fuck?
Yeah.
Shit. Jaden's gay.
Yeah, Jaden is, I think he's openly homosexual. Or I think he came out as a homosexual.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay. All these artists.
Yeah.
Leading the way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, there's so many.
Well, yeah, even James
so many gays
really,
out there.
They were talking about how like
so
how
guys, come on. What do you mean? Stop. This is going live.
I know. I have to go to the washroom.
Okay, I think we should, you know, we can call it a day on this recording and these kind of things.
Call it
follow us on at Shisha Box. That's S-H-E-E-S-H-A-A Box on Instagram.
Yeah.
And podcast, as just like the last one, is going to be on all the podcast platforms.
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the works. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Protect your box.